Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
To Washington now. Big surprise, right? The lawyers are all over the latest surveillance scandal in Washington. The ACLU filed a lawsuit against the Obama administration asking a judge to issue an injunction to stop the program and to purge all of the records collected so far. And so far, it's unclear how any of us might sue for damages over all this. Maybe the Fourth Amendment should hire a personal injury attorney. Meanwhile, some of the companies are trying to get out from under the perception they have become agents of the U.S. government. Google filed a written request to Attorney General Eric Holder and FBI Director Robert Mueller asking for permission to reveal details about classified requests it receives. Another big surprise, Edward Snowden, the Booz Allen Hamilton employee, leaker, whistleblower, officially fired by the defense contractor, calling news of his leak shocking and a grave violation of the code of conduct and core values of our firm, says Booz Allen Hamilton. Snowden had a top secret government security clearance. A tight fraternity, small club, right? Just about 1.4 million individuals have a top secret security clearance, I guess, and their spouses and boyfriends and girlfriends too, right? In all, more than 4.9 million individuals have some kind of security clearance. To help us understand what's going on here, joining us now, John Schindler, professor of national security affairs at the U.S. Naval War College, a former NSA intelligence analyst. John Schindler, welcome.
Hi, glad to be here.
So 1.4 million top secret security clearance holders. Too many, just about right. It feels inflationary to me.
That's because it is inflationary. The numbers have risen considerably over the last decade as the intelligence community and the Defense Department have seen their budgets rise along with it.
Psychologically, and the Pentagon has a track record on this, when you grant somebody a top secret security clearance, the rules are, of course, tell nobody. But is there an expectation that the information will move in a tight circle?
Absolutely. If you're working at the top secret at above level, where Mr. Snowden was, the top secret code word or special intelligence, which means usually NSA related, those are handled in special offices with special communications chains. These are not discussed. You know, it's like per Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club. It is completely walled off. And certainly, hopefully, one is not having too much pillow talk with your spouse or partner about these things if that person isn't also cleared for it.
Now, for subcontractors to be, I wouldn't say routinely, but it seems fairly commonly granted top secret status, the subcontractor might have different rules about all this.
Well, the security norms at a place like NSA or CIA, where Mr. Snowden worked both those places as a contractor, at least in theory, the security protocols for obtaining it and maintaining security clearances are exactly the same for government employees and contractors. That said, you know, in practice, the contractor standards can be a little bit lower. Certainly, they're harder to keep track of because these individuals, as with Mr. Snowden, move from company to company, contract to contract, often very quickly.
Well, that's what I want to ask you about. Now, I remember J. Robert Oppenheimer, you know, lost his security clearance, and that was sort of his moment of being discredited. But I was surprised in reading that story, rereading that story, that individuals take their security clearances even when they leave their job. So it's possible that Snowden might have gotten a top secret clearance at NSA, but then he's able to maintain it if he moves to McDonald's?
Yes. depending on your level of security clearance, even after you leave a contract, it remains in effect for a period of months, often a year. So it is possible to go, as you said, work at McDonald's for a while and then go back to NSA. Obviously, if you're gone for more than a year, you will be reinvestigated and the process starts all over again.
Okay, so there is a year trigger.
Usually, yes.
Usually, yes. See, that feels a little mushy to me, John.
No. Certainly, I can tell you at NSA and CIA, if you were, as we would say, out of access for more than a year, you would be reinvestigated, definitely.
All right. Now, the question of what this individual did with this information, the knowledge of security clearances, does he understand absolutely clearly that he's committing some very serious crime right now?
Absolutely. I can state with confidence that any person who has been read into top secret code word access is abundantly clear that one doesn't go out and talk to the media about this, much less take classified materials out of the building with you. That would be very hard to mistake.
Now, the rules in the military are, at least in theory on some level, and you know the details far better than I do, that an immoral order, some sort of order that is completely out of the norms of human conduct, soldiers are permitted to disobey those orders. In terms of top secret clearance, is there any protocol whatsoever for if you see something that's been classified and that's just crazy, it's okay to make it public?
Well, federal whistleblower statutes do nonetheless apply even to top secret information, but it must be clear that the conduct is illegal. In other words, if one found, and you know, as if one were seeing a bad movie, a Jason Bourne movie, your agency is assassinating American persons, I would be the first in line to be calling the FBI, and I'd feel good about that. Right. However, one does not ever have the right to decide what. Well, this feels wrong to me, therefore I'm going to expose it. That's just not acceptable at all. And and it's very clear internally that that's not acceptable. And there is a chain of command internally if you believe there is wrongdoing, you know, an inspector general chain of command in the intelligence agencies, just as in the Department of Defense. If you believe there is illegality, there is a process to have that investigated.
All right. Thinking about Snowden with John Schindler, professor of national security affairs at the U.S. Naval War College. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you.